אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם את מאמר השלום.
We are studying in Kabbalah for the student, the article The Peace. We're on page 268. We're in the second paragraph from the end where it says, Thus I have evidently proven. Questions can be sent to kav.tv and pertinent questions to the lesson will be asked and aired during the lesson. So we're on the bottom of page 268 and we're in the paragraph where it says, Thus I have evidently proven. In the piece. Thus, I have evidently proven from the perspective of empirical reason, out of the practical history unfolding before our very eyes, that there is no other cure for humanity but the acceptance of the commandment of providence, which is bestowal upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love thy friend as thyself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. And the other verse is, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that the labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, that He said, and they do His will. And if you wish to listen, you shall feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation shall be no more in the land. And the happiness of each and every one shall rise even higher, beyond measure. But as long as you refuse to assume the covenant of the work for the Creator in the fullest measure, nature and its laws will stand ready to take revenge. And as we have shown, it will not let go until it defeats us and we accept its authority in whatever it commands. Now I have given you practical scientific research by the critique of empirical reason regarding the absolute necessity of all people to assume the work of God with all their hearts and souls and might.
In other words, he's telling us about the laws of nature, about the forces, about our development. He explained to us what and why it happened in Russia. They wanted to do it, but they only did it partially, without the ability to draw the upper force that corrects nature. They wanted to correct nature themselves by the forces that are in human beings, meaning the will to receive, egoistic forces. And then, obviously, they did not succeed, but they even shattered even deeper. They did a continuation of the shattering. Now it has to be a correction on a correction. That's why he says it's quite impossible to get out of that state there. Well, it's possible, but it's very, very difficult. Therefore, he says that it's proof that only path of bestowal in order to reach love of others through the Creator is the only way that we can realize this creation that we're in and realize its laws. Questions? Yes.
Question from yesterday? You said that I should ask.
Okay, so go ahead, try.
You said, okay. I asked yesterday in integral education.
No.
In integral education, if a person receives this education,
yes,
either as a group or as an individual, he can't protect himself because there's the world against that.
I don't think that the world is against integral education. That's not good. The world doesn't have to be against integral education. Why?
No. For example, a person receives the education and then he goes out to the outside and he sees a different culture, different mentality.
But he already knows that it can be corrected and he can reach a better life.
Yes.
So it's not contradicting. So in the world there's lack of correction, and a person who's been through our courses or seminars, he knows how to correct it. It's not contradicting. Let's say I'm in the market or a criminal on the street, and it doesn't matter what, and there is another person that came out of our workshop right now, and I'm going wild on the streets. I can talk to that person who came out of the workshop, and he can explain to me that through connection you can reach a revelation of a very special force of connection, this integral force, that it exists in nature, only we don't know how to use it. And there is a method teaching us how to use this force of connection correctly. Russians wanted to use it incorrectly. They also didn't find it, because it wasn't for the good kind of connection, let's put it this way. But a person that's on the street, he can agree with me. He can say, no, it's difficult, I don't really know, that. But he's not against it, because I'm going to benefit his entire life. Money, honor, everything. I'm not resisting what he wants. He wants more food, sex, family, education, security. Go on. We've got it. You want better climate? We've got it. You want more vacations? We've got it. I want to give him what he wants, but I only explain to him how he can get it. So why is he resisting? Why is the contradict? I don't go to him and say, no, you're nothing, you have to stop your life, whatever you do, you have to stop eating these different things. And no. I'm just going to add to what you're doing, and I'm going to remove everything bad in your life. I'm going to clean up your life. I'm going to benefit you. I'm going to take all the bad out and insert only goodness. Why would he hate me? If we're not doing that, then it's a problem that we don't understand ourselves in what we don't know the approach that we're supposed to be in. That's an ideology, good, correct ideology. It's this bestowal. A person should look at you, do this to me. If not, then that's not integral education.
Maybe I didn't ask it correctly. Maybe I can give an example. Let's say in Istanbul, there's a school that I heard. There's a few teachers that did an agreement with the medicine company. On purpose, they're telling the children, you are depressed, and they're selling many medicines. So, for example, there are several children, and they're receiving integral education. Every day, they come in with another edition, and they're entering into that same school, and everyone is actually not depressed, but everyone is on antidepressants. So this is the environment that he's getting an education in, a good environment. He may have a different group other than the school, but every day he has to go to the school. And there's a different world. How will a person protect himself from such a thing?
That's a different question. Come on, Musa. You are now bringing a certain problem. A kid is in school. The school creates a negative environment. He's in under pressure. Because of that pressure, he needs to take antidepressants, right? How can he, under these states, how can he face this environment, this society? We have to go into schools, talk to the principals when we go in there, and do seminars for all the classrooms, replace the environment, and then they won't force them to take these antidepressants, or they themselves won't want it because the state will change. The kid will be in a good mood, in a good state. It's everywhere in the world, not just in Istanbul. In Europe, in America, you have such things. But it reaches all places. What we see today in Europe, tomorrow will be everywhere. And it will be very quickly. It's not that a country has to develop for thousands of years. No. But it's only by changing the environment. Workshops. Yes.
I want to ask about the approach of integral education, what you just answered to Musa.
I give them goodness. Heaven. Heaven. What's heaven? Complete fulfillment. How to put it for the will to receive? It'll answer all your wishes. Heaven is the will of Chokhmah, that it will fulfill any desire. Go on. So it's possible, could I resist that kind of thing if I pack it correctly? I'm not lying. No, I'm not lying about anything. I'm really working according to his desire. That's what I'm working. I only need one thing from him, a null towards your environment, in order to get what you want. That's it. Nothing other than that. Other than that, there is nothing. Let's do a kibbutz, or what else is it called? Not a settlement, a commune or something, yeah. A community in which every person annuls to the others from our neighborhood, from our city, from our state, from the world. That's it. You don't need anything else. You'll get utter goodness. Meanwhile, he wants to do it to have less taxes, to have a cleaner environment, for his children to get good education, to have good atmosphere in his workplace. Doesn't matter in what. It's just what a person wants. He wants better health, less pollution. So what, though? In the meantime, he's coming closer. That's called that he's coming closer from Lo Lishma to the Creator. For him, that's considered Lo Lishma. For us, Lo Lishma is that we want to reach in order to bestow. But for him, it's according to his degree. He doesn't know otherwise. For Achap, that's enough. By that, Achap annuls to Galgal Ta'enayim. It annuls towards bestowal. Why does he annul for? He can't do anything else otherwise. That's why their work is clean. By that, they're working completely, 100%. You should start asking yourself, if you are relatively working in such a clean and good way like they are, if they come naively, we want to come and take and be considerate of others. So let's say Akoka, our Moses, came and told us that we could get more health. You know, let's say you go to a group of old people, and you know they're very persistent, and they look at you. You know, you come to them, these elderly people, and you come to them, and they're looking at you like these cats. Yes, yes, go on, and they're looking at you with utter seriousness. You know, they're not playing around. They're in their crucial state. So why shouldn't it succeed? It should. It will. They'll feel health. They'll feel greater happiness, greater confidence. Until the last moment, they won't feel they're going to die. Such an extent, I'm telling you. They'll go to word happiness because if in their habit they'll annul themselves towards their environment, it will be... He won't feel anything. He'll just be in the environment. I'm telling you, there are actual spiritual phenomena here.
I'm asking specifically about my action when I'm checking myself with the action. If they're the chav, then it's clear that they have a certain desire that wants fulfillment. Now, I'm Galgal Tainanayim. I don't feel desires.
You are the transition. You transit the light to fulfillment of desires.
The passage that I do, are those my intentions that I express towards them?
Yes, your intentions are for the Creator and your actions are with them.
Even if they're coming with a demand of sex, family, money and...
Yes, what do you mean even? They can't demand anything otherwise. They can't. I'm asking you something else. Tell me later on. What desires will they have when they start rising in the degrees? To receive even more and even more and even more. Because that's the role of the Achap, only to receive. And you will grow with your intention even more in order to bestow and more in order to bestow. You'll grow in your intentions and they'll grow in their desires. Yes.
This is exactly the frustration that I have no idea how this whole fulfillment is about to happen, because other than the deficiency that's being expressed all the time, and I somehow am trying to promise with intentions.
This is me. I'm in the environment. This here is the public. Okay? And this is me. I'm connected to the Creator. This is the group, my circle, and through it I connect to the Creator. And so, and then the upper light comes from En Sof, and it enters them. It's not just entering them. It's not just a pipe. I'm not just a pipe, as Tzvika said. In order to give them, I have to calculate along the way. What we're learning now in TAS, in Istaklut Pnimit, Part 9, first of all, I'm included from the lacks. From their lacks. Two, when I'm included, I raise man to the group. Three, or I unite with the group, doesn't matter. Three, I raise man to the Creator, right? From the group. Why? Because here I create this circle, and this man comes out of the circle. to make it suited to the Creator. I have to convey it through the group. Like you know, you're a tech guy. Then this man, when I raise it to the Creator, then from above there is mud, all the group entirely, everyone feels a benefit from this. And you take this mud from the group and you do your zivug, because you have to be great. It goes through you. You have to move from katnut, from smallness, to do a zivug for gadlut, for greatness. Well, instead of zivug, I'll write gadlut, which is greatness or adulthood. Should I write akokas gadlut? No, it's clear. Okay. And then you move it on to, you pass this on to the public. Yes?
Let's say the public asks for an apple from you. In number six, will it receive an apple?
Yes.
I will bring him the apple?
Through you, they'll get an apple. Now, what is this apple? Well, now I understand what you're asking. So, you're asking the following. What they've asked, and we've been through this many times, we've answered this. They're asking for an apple. Will they get this apple back in return? Or not? Will they? That's what you're asking? Will they get that exact apple? We will write down in this protocol whatever they're asking for. There are 10 people. Each one asks for what he wants. We'll write down their demands. And for that, let's go build a society now with these demands. At the end, through you, they'll get fulfillment. And then you can check, did everyone get what he wanted? What do you think? Will they get or not? They won't get it. What will they get? How could they get it anyway? If we say that they get it times 613 times, so it's not an apple, it's like something from the cartoons, like something huge. Is that what they'll get? Well,
no, that's exactly the matter. They won't receive an apple, and even more than that. I would sit with them and
they will get fulfillment. Such a fulfillment that will fulfill them with everything they want. And also what they didn't ask for, or in that time that they asked, until they get it, they have more desires. I should have asked for this, I should have asked for that. I should have written that down in this protocol. But I'm telling you, they'll get a fulfillment. A spiritual fulfillment is received with no form, and it's clothed in a person, and according to the kli, it fulfills him. That's it.
Now, in order for this chain to work, from 1 to 6, what has to happen here? Stage. For the Lord's work to work here.
It's just your work, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator. What we see in this illustration is everything that's in the Torah. From the Creator to them, you have to be...
What is it to be spread towards them?
Also in the group, also in them. I'm this connecting link. I'm like, I'm fulfilling everyone. In work, in exertion.
And when I finish my gathering with them, can I examine whether I was spread towards them?
What's the difference? You're constantly in that state, checking from one meeting to another. What, it's just in that minute that you're with them physically?
No, all the time.
So what are you asking? You come and treat part of humanity, and to this part, you have to constantly be with concern, with love, in bestowal, and to tie them in a group that this force that gives you connection to them and a force that gives you connection to the Creator. The group is by your side. It's not the upper one. Maybe it's better to depict it as something that's by your side. It holds you, it directs you also to the Creator and also to them.
So in this whole action, what depends on me is the intention that I'm entering here?
Galgalta Einayim, Israel, Yashar Kel, has nothing but the intention. You don't need anything either.
So why am I sitting the achap in actions? Why am I causing them to do actions?
Also achap, when you do it yourself, it's achap de kavana, achap of the intention.
I didn't understand.
Everything Bina does, when we say that this middle state is in katnut, smallness, and this is only the reshimo. This here is in gadlut, the upper
elyon,
ali elyon,
tachton.
So the middle is elyon, the lower is tachton. And the lower one, the tachton, well, let's put it this way. There is an illumination from above that awakens him. This is an awakening. An awakening. So comes an awakening from above. This reshimo awakens. He asks, he demands. The upper one, what does he do? He takes this reshimo to the upper one. The upper one brings the light that reforms. To the upper one. The upper one was in smallness, but now it enters gadlut, greatness, meaning it already has achap. Before it was only galgalta einayim, and from this achap he starts acting to the lower one. And instead of the reshimo, he brings it to katnut. This upper one is all in all an intention. The lower one is the action. Here is reception, vessels, and here is the intention. And that's it. Maybe a calculation. So when we say that the upper one is in katnut, in a state of smallness, and the upper one is in gadlut, in greatness, it's a matter of intention. It's in smallness in the intention, and in greatness in the intention. It's all according to what is. A small donkey, a big donkey. A small human being, a big human being. Now, the intention that he does changes according to the man that he gets from the lower one. And the lower one wants the action. Give me, do for me, bring me this and that. You have to be adhered. Has to be this suitability. We'll talk about it later, how they change and they turn. They turn a goof with a rosh for Israel. But slowly, slowly, it's by the light that reforms. But I want to say only one thing here. Galgalta enayim in the upper one and achap in the upper one, they are all with respect to the intention. There's no action in Israel. An action in Israel is only to manage, to govern the public. Yes. So, why when I go out, I bring them to a state that I tell them, do this action, do a workshop.
You have to do that. You have to manage their connection. Where will they have the force to connect from? They'll have the force to connect. If they'll have the force to connect without you, it'll be a sitting of fools, a gang of gangsters. It'll only cause harm. So you must enter into the world with your work in a clear manner, very defined, so that everyone knows what you're doing, and you explain that this method is your method. And no one is capable of doing this method such that the results will be good, and not after 6 months or a year, in which we discover that it comes to something bad. It's not mysticism, it's not coaching, it's not anything. It's connection through the upper force, which they can also say, but it's yours. And it has to be very clear that it is yours. Therefore, only our friends that are connected to us all the time and remain connected. There has to be a list of the recommended people which received permission, received a diploma. They're the ones who are capable to do this action of connection in the public. Because they can beat the passages of the upper light. And where do they have it, these people, the force to transfer, to be the small shepherds for their small groups? Because they themselves are included in a group, and there they execute their connection, and they, through their teacher, are also connected to another upper force. And there we will discover in this upper force, also there is a group. We yet to have to scrutinize this. Well, we'll continue. Are there other questions? Oh, wow. Well, Musa, come on. Let's finish with you today.
If there, we don't have friends to work on this, Can the 99 use this method?
If there aren't amongst them people of ours?
Yes.
Also not each and every one? Now, as we're going out to actions, we are starting to get rubbed up a little bit. We're getting a little bit of the sensation of the public, a connection, and all kinds of things like that. But actually, we're not yet done. We haven't ended our preparation yet. We're with the public. We are, together with that, also getting improving. No, it can't be. I also don't think that it's possible to teach these things in, how should we say this, long distance, not remote control, but distance teaching. It's impossible. It seems to me like
It is how I think that we are going to have to work to come to there, to come there, to some group in Istanbul or Krasnoyarsk or someplace, and our friends will have to, because anyways, you're delivering something spiritual here, and the spiritual can be informative, but the spirit to transfer it through the lines, it's very difficult. Or maybe that they will come here. Let's hope that we're entering the new building. I'm hoping that there we will have all the possibilities to receive groups and do a constant seminars and a constant campus where we're teaching all our students from all over the world in all the languages. So let them come, and they must be here in the place. Let them be in the lessons in the morning and in our dissemination in the evening and during the day, also in all sorts of workshops and scrutinies. It's a must. It has to be that way. The holidays will pass, and more or less, and we will start caring for this. We have to build a world instructional center for the integral education.
There are a few examples. People come and they say that the method is very good, and we also want to use it, but they're not friends of ours. But on the other hand, they want this. So what should you tell them?
They want to do what? What, to do it on their own? Or to be a part of our workshops?
They want to use a book or a method.
Then they need, no, I don't think, they can try anyways, but they won't have, and this is what happened in Russia. Why is he warning us from Russia? It passed, so what? He's talking about the future to come. Only you can be the connectors, the channel, the adapter between the Creator, between the reforming light, and that part that needs the reforming light. You understand? There's a matter of an adapter here, without which you won't be able to do anything. The Russians wanted to do it, also without the adapter, and also without the other force. And look at what happened to them. They will do it also without us. Let's say in some group in Turkey. What will happen to them? But the upper force won't come. The upper light won't come. With what will they hold themselves in the group? Where will they receive the force? What is he saying? If they were connected to the Creator, within a year or two, they would bring happiness and success for the whole world. And if this group won't be connected, then nothing will happen to them. How should we explain to them that they need to be connected and construct themselves as a group of Kabbalists, learn about Lishma and adhesion with the Creator to nullify the ego? That's impossible. But therefore, there's this system which is called Yeshar Kel, which connects between the two of them. It's the connector. Only the world needs to know that it needs to nullify towards this information, towards these teachers. What is to nullify? To follow them like this. That's it. But this is what he needs to do. And if there won't be connection, then it will happen like it happened with the Russians. Is this clear what I said? Because it's very important. What, it's not clear? So how did we just read? We just finished reading. We didn't relate to it. What do you mean we didn't relate to it? What, Baal HaSulam is not explaining it enough to you? Now do you understand? We didn't read it today. I didn't understand. Oh, yesterday. Okay, it's not important. But what do you read about? What he wrote about Russia. Yes, okay, yes, Musa.
So, you're saying correctly, but in Istanbul there are 20 million people.
Look, I don't know how it will work out.
I don't know how it worked out. All these people who are connected today to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I think that it'll be clear in the end that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that it comes from Israel, and that it comes from Abraham, and that it comes from Adam Rishon. In the end, it will be clear to everyone. We will not be able to hide these things for a quarter way or halfway or and so forth. And they will have to receive this authority or this, not control, control is not a nice word, the authority. Our authority. There's no choice. What's our authority? It's for you too. So what? Turkish from the factory. So it's Musa. So what? Yes, yes. So they won't. Well, nevertheless, why, let there be many students over there. We need to do preparation. Let them come here and live here for a while, or we'll come there and we'll do the instruction. But for those who are studying Kabbalah, for those who are doing a group, for those who want to reach the quality of bestowal, that's the whole point, the quality of bestowal. Then we'll do it. But you're saying, a little bit in Turkey. There's 20 million altogether in Russia. In Turkey?
No, just Istanbul.
In Istanbul. Okay. So what to do? I don't know. I'm not the landlord of the world. But if the Creator made us such a small quantity, how many were in the whole world? Thousands. I don't know. For the groups. Yeah? Let's say groups and with together with everyone, if we kind of accumulate everyone, 10,000 maybe. But it's probably enough. I don't know in what form it will be. It could be that such channels will be revealed that even through the media, through the lines, through the internet, through the television, the world television, and we will be able to influence them too and bestow upon them as well in the distance of place. I don't know. For the time being, I'm satisfied. If you ask me, I don't think that a person that is truly, that isn't truly here, or that we're there, but there is a connection, meaning in the same physical space, it can be, these matters can be passed on. It's much more difficult. But with technique, it's technology, it's everything's possible to give the impression. And to spiritual things, there is no measure. No, not you. Yes, please. Give it to the guest.
Люди поучаствовали, впечатлились, ощутили вкус. У них возникло желание быть рядом, продолжать.
So, we, I have a question. We did an event, people were impressed, and now they have a desire to continue this workshop. We don't have enough resources to continue this with them for, you know.
Okay, you did once, you did. But I don't think that's good. We need to do table of presence in all kinds of places, and from this table, if we see where we can invade, where we can enter, accordingly, we need to see how many people we need, how much time we need for this, maybe certain means and resources, and then accordingly to go out and do it. So it's not spontaneous. I understand that in the beginning we're kind of just feeling out the place. Here a little, there a little, here and there. But in the end, we need to enter it into order and to see how much we, and if we're successful, and we succeed over time and in all kinds of places, and these places ask from us for continuing care, then we need to already
free our friends from different jobs, whether they're on the outside, whether it's an electrician or a pharmacist or no matter what he is. And we need to make sure that he will be making a living from this, and he's going to go to groups of people and teaching the connection or integral education. We need to direct ourselves towards that and care and long to that. Because if a person wakes up in the morning and gives such care to a group and has to study in the morning, he won't hold on for too long. And we want from him to work as necessary. Therefore, we must come to a state in which they are independent and working in integral education, but under us, associated with the organization. Nevertheless, yes. To the, let's say, all the doctors that belong to the health department, and the same thing with teachers and other professions. Although they can be independent, but they're associated from their professionalism to some authority. Yes, Pasha, but quickly.
Let's say in such groups like in Istanbul and in Moscow, 15 million people, and in a group there are 50 friends. Out of them, 10 or 20 can actually work that way. What are we getting by that? It's a million years of work.
No, if each can, throughout his workday, be, let's say, in three places, and to organize their three workshops, and this way, throughout the whole weekdays, from that also people will come to the group itself, to your group, and will want to enter into the Kabbalah campus. Don't even call it the Kabbalah campus. Integral education, it doesn't matter. And they'll want to enter this and be in this, then wonderful. Then you will do in more and more courses, and then you will make yourself at last to a true, necessary organization. Do you have any other choice? I'm just saying one thing. You can have billions of money and resources and whatever you want. You just need to know one thing. If a person is not connected to the group, if he has not studied, there was no Kabbalah for several years, and hasn't been through integral education in a very ridiculous way, and understands all that we're talking about, like the people are sitting here, he has nothing to do. He has to continue for the time being to study. Or he can be a helper to those that are going to already, those friends that are strong and they're already engaged in the actions themselves. Then you can make from him a helper and or assistant in something somehow. Because alone, it's not good to go to such actions. But there's no choice. You need to just understand. It needs to be the connector between the upper to the lower. That's what this person needs to be, the connector. And therefore, we need to make sure that it is done in a clean and good and safe manner. And only those people who are with us, and we know and we're confident in them, only they are permitted to do so. But if there are such people, and I really, really support these people, that they should check themselves and to start gather places where future workplaces, and to move to that. Yes, Moshe. Quickly.
I understand the first stage has to be communication in some way. You call it a workshop, you have to talk to people.
Yes.
After that, should there be an example in some way, or just to talk? Just talk.
The first lesson?
No, not a lesson. After we've had some sessions, people want an example after like 20 meetings.
Wait. What 12 meetings? 12 meetings of workshops? Yes, but we need to understand and learn what a workshop is and how we put it on. We have to write down, let's say, 20 workshops that you're going to put on. Not each person just takes it out of his belly. It's not a joke. It has to be in a very methodical way. Question after question. How to talk and how to do it like this. Like a method for a school teacher. We need to prepare these things. But I'm being, I know that you're busy, but I am meaning to do this as this is a true system, a true method. When take an example from the teacher, you're explaining now about the law of Newton's, laws of Newton. You have to show them like this, and then I have to say this, and I have to say that. Everything is written in the method that is written to the teacher there, everything. He doesn't need to think about anything. He needs to only carry and execute it. You need to only think about the intentions. The workshop for you is not that I'm coming here and I'm starting here to make it up, this whole workshop. No, it has to be written exactly in a precise way with the right flow. And I'm engaged only in the intention. I'm looking at them. I'm with my group, with the Creator, with everyone. I'm only thinking about that. And we will move to our workday.
Have a great day. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Воздухом одним Устремление едино От Москвы до Сахалина От Чикаго до Читы От Литвы до Алматы От Сиднея до Берлина От Парижа до Пекина Around the world A ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the inside endless love will be our guide above the place and beyond time a new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time a new humanity will shine mire lo que sucedió En Japón y Kazajstán se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén más ciudades y naciones más hermanos y uniones grandes olas de amor solo un clic un corazón Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time